Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing in our discussion and actually concluding for today, the Rambam, Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim. So the Rambam, a very celebrated passage here that we'll conclude with, somewhat lengthy, discusses the issue of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. Here, the Rambam, of course, relates to the idea that the Bezdin has enormous powers. And if that's true, how does that correspond to the fact that the Torah says that we're not supposed to add on and we're not supposed to detract from the Tariq Mitzvahs? Hol v'yesh lebezdin ligzor v'lesor davar ha-mutar v'yamod yisur ledarus v'chein yesh lamahatar yisur etara lefishah. So not permanently. Ma'u zesha yisir etara lo sosef ala v'lo sigra mimenu. Shal lo hosef al devre etara v'lo ligro mehen v'likbo hadar v'lo olam shum min etara ben betara shebechzav ben betara shebal peh. Harei ketzad. Harei kasav etara lo sevashal gedi b'chalevi. Ma'u this is an extensive mashal that the Rambam brings. M'piyah shmo alam du shazah kasav. So the vashal achal basar b'chalav ben basar ashor ben basar aseh aval basar of mutar b'chalav min haTorah. Right? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's mutar even midirabanan, but we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, so it's nisidirabanan. Yavo bezdin v'yatir basar aseh b'chalav v'reza goreya. V'yim yasar basar of v'yomar shu b'chalav hagdiv hu asar min haTorah v'reza mosif. Now this part drew the Ravid's ire, so we'll pause here for a second, and the Ravid writes, he can't, you know, understand this. In Momishum Mos Hosef, the Rashba has a similar comment in Rosh Hashanah. Filu kvau ledaros ve'asau kishal Torah v'samchul mikra k'deshkachen b'chama duchte midrabanan ukra smachta bialma. Right. So the Ravid said, I don't understand this. You know, every page of the Gemara has the Rabbi said something, and the Amoraim are figuring out that really they meant it at the level of a derabanan, and they were just citing a pasuk to strengthen their views. So according to the Rambam, isn't that an Issa Daraisa Baal Tosef? Because they're representing this as if it's a Din Torah, but it's really only an Asmachta, as discovered by the Amoraim. So Rameir Simcha on the Or Sameach says, yeah, it's a Kushya Atzuma that the Ravid has against the Rambam. And he says, it's really, it's the Rambam Lishitaso, because he holds that anything which is Nidrash, Miyud Gimel Mido, Shatara, Nidrashas Bahen, is referred to as Divrei Sofrim. And therefore, they're not really projecting, even though it has a chalos shal Torah. He gives the example of Kiddusha Kesef. That's maybe the most famous example. So they're not over Baal Tosef, Lashitas HaRambam, right? Because he maintains that unless they're really saying that this, you know, originated from the Torah, as opposed to Yud Gimel Midos, which are subject to review anyway, as we explained at the beginning of the parak, that anything which is Nidrash, Miyud Gimel Midos, any Bezdin can come afterwards and, you know, repudiate that view. So this is the Rambam Lishitasa, doesn't really think that implicates Baal Tosef. In any event, the Ravid goes on to say, Lo simsa iser mosef elo b'mitzah saseh kigon lulav v'tfilon etzizis chayotzi behen ben l'shabal n'daris ben shikva b'davar ben shalokava, right, to the idea of, you know, chamesh minim v'lulav, chamesh parshios b'tfilon, arba brachos of birchas kohanim, etc. So that's the Ravid's, you know, objection, and give the interpretation of Rav Meir Simcha. Now, back to the Rambam. Aval imamar basar of mutar min haTorah, v'anu nesar osav v'nodi la'am shu gzeira, shal yavam min hadar achur v'aviyomru. But if the rabbis, you know, so to speak, come clean with their Issur d'Rabbanan, ha'of mutar min v'shal nisparish b'Torah, really, meikar hadin, it's permissible to have, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, halach halamais, it's permissible to have min haTorah of b'chalav. Kach ha'chayim utaris. But we're afraid of, people will say, achaya is now mutar also, because for many halachos, often achaya is the same, like say, kisrei adam, shereilun is parasha, right? And after all, the only thing in the Torah was a behema, was a gdi. V'yavachar lomar af basar behema mutar chutz min ha'ez, right? Because that's the one thing that's recorded in the Torah. V'yavachar lomar af basar is mutar b'chalav. Haparo akivsa shalom amar lo imo shehimino v'yavachar lomar af achilav b'chalav ha'ez shena imo mutar, because it says b'chalav imo, not from another goat, Shalono Maralo Imo, Lefikach Nesor Kol Basar Bechalav, Hilu Basar Ofein Zemosef, Ela Osis Yagla Torah, V'chein Kol Kayotzi Bazeh. So the Rambam Shita comes down to what we would call today in our, you know, fancy language, transparency, right? The rabbis, if they're going to, you know, establish a gzera, so they have to make it clear that this is really the Agzera meant to be a siag l'Torah. So, and if they don't, if they try to project, and not just as what the Gemara will later reveal to be an asmachta, following Rav Meir Simcha's line of analysis and resolving the Ravid's kushya, but if they'll try to project something as a din Torah when it's not really a din Torah, so that will be a kind of betrayal of the public trust, and indeed will implicate the Issa D'Oraisa of Baal Tosef. So this is, again, it's just a mashal. So just like the Rambam said that, you know, Baal Tigra's situation where they would say that something which really is an Issa Torah is not an Issa Torah, right? So for them to come and say that something which is not an Issa Torah really is an Issa Torah, that's a violation of Baal Tosef. So two Hayaros in the Rambam. One of them is Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra are very different. Baal Tosef's problem of transparency, Baal Tigra is a question of literally abrogating a din Torah. So there's a kind of asymmetry that emerges. Whether that's a critique of the Rambam is a separate story. You know, who says that, you know, Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra have to be exact mirror images of each other? But for the Rambam, any situation of Baal Tigra means to take a din Torah and to, you know, abrogate that on a permanent basis as opposed to a Hora Asha. Fine. The other piece of it, which I think is very, very critical for the Rambam, is I think it really fits in very beautifully with his entire structure in the Parakrim. We talked about the idea that there are three sources of import in terms of the Gzeros. There's obviously the Bezdin itself. There's the Hamon Am, right? It has to be Mispashet Berov Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Rubo Kikulo. And then there's the Chachme Hadar, right? We talked about a Bezdin, which is Gadol B'Chachma Uviminyan. So we talked about the Bezdin having a very significant responsibility in terms of Tzarech L'Siyashi V'davar. They really have to think it through. And yesterday we discussed the idea that a Bezdin that has really been Matir, Shnei Dvarim shouldn't be, you know, Memaher, Lahatir, Davar Shlishi, because you don't want to introduce volatility into the system. So now we get to a different kind of responsibility here of the Bezdin Klapei Diyam. Not only do they have to think very carefully about what people can handle, and not only do they have to think very carefully about introducing a certain degree of volatility into the system, right? The Bezdin has a responsibility to be transparent with the people, right? And as powerful as what they say is, right? The Bezdin has a very significant responsibility, right, to explain what it is that they're doing to the people. And not, you know, to try to be overzealous and to say, oh, well, you know, if we come clean with them, you know, they're not going to really keep these halachos. On the contrary, you have to have confidence that people are going to do the right thing. But to try to equate a din derabanan with a din d'oraisa, even though, again, it's ironic because the Rambam really holds that every din derabanan is a legitimate din derabanan is backed up by the din d'oraisa. So that kind of overzealousness is, you know, undesirable. Because it's obviously a bridge too far, and the Rambam is explaining that is a particular way of violating Baal Tosef.